Good day, everyone, and welcome to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm your host, Stephen Henderson, and I'm always glad that you have decided to join us. Where we grow up really matters. It influences the way that we think about the world, influences the way we treat other people, influences the things that we find interesting, our goals and our ambitions, and the type of people we strive to be. And every city, of course, has its legends who leave their fingerprints on the things they touch in their communities. That's absolutely true of Detroiters, but it is specifically true of African-American Detroiters. And that's not just true in music. Detroit is home to black labor leaders who helped create the 40-hour work week, offer higher minimum wages, and allow a sensible work-life balance. Detroit is the home of all kinds of ideas around art and culture and other things in America that are created by African-Americans right here in our streets. Right now, a reparations bill for African Americans, an idea that continues to ebb and flow in American life, sits, of course, in Congress. That bill, for years, was sponsored by the late Detroit Congressman John Conyers. It was what he introduced first at the beginning of every congressional session. But Conyers himself was inspired by Ray Jenkins, a former Detroit real estate agent, who was one of the first people to devote his life to demanding that government pay the descendants of slavery for their ancestors' labor. He was affectionately called Reparations Ray. And it's not just folks in history who are influencing Americans today. Think about people like poet and musician Jessica Kare Moore, filmmaker Dream Hampton, muralist Waleed Johnson, and journalist Jemele Hill. All of these thinkers and doers and sayers change the way we see and interact with each other in ways that we don't often realize. Detroit has been and continues to be a hub for movements and art and scholarship generated by the African Americans who live here. So that makes it really interesting that Wayne State University recently received a $6 million grant to hire more Black Studies faculty members and to create something called the Detroit Center for Black Studies. Later in the hour, we're going to talk more about the Black scholars and artists and movements that inspired so much here in the city of Detroit and spread to all kinds of parts of our country and the world. But before we get there, we want to talk with President M. Roy Wilson about Wayne State's Black Studies program, as well as what this new center will do and why it's important. President Wilson, welcome back to Detroit Today.
Thank you, Stephen. Always nice to be here.
So let's start with the $6 million, where it comes from, and why Wayne State is getting this money to expand the Black Studies faculty and to start this new center.
Yeah, the $6 million is from the Mellon Foundation. But, you know, this, as usually, these things take time. We've started cultivating a relationship with them quite some number of years ago. I want to give a lot of credit to Heidi Coates, our corporate relations person from the Wayne State's Development Office. And then, you know, our relationship runs many, many years, but more recently, I think with the change of CEO from Earl Lewis to Elizabeth Alexander, they had a shift in focus. And their shift in focus was more looking at their grant making through a social equity lens. And, you know, we've done a lot of work in social equity. We are pretty mature in that area. We continue to strive to continue to do things related to social equity and diversity and those things. And so the timing was just kind of right for Wayne State and the Mellon Foundation to get together to do this really ambitious program of Detroit Center for Black Studies, as well as recruit all of these Black Studies faculty so that Wayne State and Detroit becomes the epicenter for Black Studies. I mean, you know, Detroit has an 80% Black population, mm-hmm. so it's only fitting that that happens here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect fit for the city and for, you know, the university that calls the city home, the largest university that calls the city home. Let's talk about what this new faculty will focus on and some of the research areas that they'll engage in.
Yeah. So first of all, just to get some of the basics out of the way, it's we're going to be recruiting 30 faculty at different stages. And these are all full-time tenure-track faculty or tenured faculty. These are not part-time or adjunct faculty. They'll be in different stages. There'll be 10 that we recruit who are tenured already. So we recruit scholars from around the country who are well-known in this area already, and we want to attract them to Wayne State. We'll recruit 10 who are tenure track, meaning they're well on their way to becoming well-known in these areas. They have that potential, and we're going to nurture them. And then we'll do 10 who are at the very end of their training and prepare them to become faculty members, called Pathway to Faculty. And we'll recruit 10 of those. These are going to be students who maybe just recently got their doctoral degrees and are doing a postdoctoral program or something like that, and really prepare them to accept a faculty position at Wayne State. You don't have to be Black, but you have to be interested in Black studies or studies of the African diaspora. And this will be, and you don't have to be in the Black Studies department. This will be throughout the university. The curriculum throughout the university will be infused with these faculty members who can bring that perspective, whatever their specific area of expertise is, whether it's in history or whether it's in philosophy, just whatever it is, the perspective of the African-American or Black perspective is infused into that curriculum.
Yeah. So is there something about this moment, about now, that calls for the university to be making this kind of shift? I mean, what you're talking about is pretty broad in terms of the influence that it seems to be having or that you want it to have over not just the Black Studies department at the university, but the whole university. What brings Wayne to this point in 2023?
Yeah, well, first of all, if we could have done it in 2013, we would have done it then. but you know, obviously, a lot of this is requires funding, and it's new funding. It's not funding that we already, that's being reapportioned from other priorities and things like that. So the Mellon Foundation's relationship really makes this possible. But the other part of it, though, and I alluded to that at the very beginning when I said that we're probably more ready also, is that, you know, we've done a lot of self-reflection in terms of, you know, what type of institution we are. We've always prided ourselves on our diversity and things like that. But, you know, because of the special moment in time with the murder of George Floyd and various other high-profile killings of Black people, of course, put together an initiative called the Social Justice Action Committee to really look deeply at different facets of university function and to make sure that we weren't perpetuating systemic racism, structural racism, that we were not perpetuating certain biases that tend to exist in universities, and that really to take a real critical look at ourselves. And so this moment in time is a great time for us because, you know, Social Justice Action Committee has completed its work and we're trying to learn from it and implement some of the recommendations from that committee, and certainly having a focus on Black Studies and really building up that capability at Wayne State is one of the recommendations that it came through very clearly.
I'm talking with M. Roy Wilson. He is the president of Wayne State University. We're talking about a $6 million grant to the university to hire more faculty who will focus on Black Studies at the university, and that money will help create the Detroit Center for Black Studies. It is a turn into the culture and the dynamic of the city where Wayne State was founded and exists, Detroit, a city that is 80% African American and has such a rich and powerful history of incredible contributions across many, many different sectors from the African Americans who live here. We'd love to hear from you as well during this conversation. What do you think about this idea to create a center for Black Studies, a Detroit Center for Black Studies at Wayne State University? What kinds of things would you love to see that center focus on here in our city? Also, give us a sense, if you're someone who has studied Black scholarship or arts or history, how's that shaped your life? How has it influenced your work and your life here in the city of Detroit? 313-577-1019 is the number here on the phones. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today. We'll include you in the conversation that way. President Wilson, I want to talk a little more about the Detroit Center for Black Studies, what its goals are, and when it will open, and how that fits in with the university and its changes, you know, across disciplines.
Yeah, so this is a separate initiative from the hiring of our faculty who will be focused on Black Studies. This is this initiative is to launch, as you mentioned, Detroit Center for Black Studies, which is a faculty-led, multidisciplinary center at Wayne State that connects Black Studies faculty from across the state of Michigan, not just at Wayne State. So the goal is an inclusive center that brings together the breadth of scholars who work in African-American, African, and African diaspora studies, and the interconnections with U.S. and global histories, culture, economic, legal, and health systems, so that it would be a partnership, really, with other universities, other institutions in Michigan who have Black studies and work in a multidisciplinary, interdisciplinary way amongst all the faculty.
And how will that integrate into the city itself? I mean, again, the importance of this is at least partially that it's here in Detroit, and that there's so much of there's so much history here, and so much of the city
right.
is shaped by that. How will this center interact
yeah.
with the?
Yeah, Detroiters? one of the specific goals is to deepen community engagement. In collaboration with faculty from all the universities I just mentioned in Southeast Michigan, mm-hmm. Including Michigan State, the three universities in the University of Michigan system, Oakland University, local community colleges, so forth. And explicitly, it is to deepen community engagement with the faculty from throughout the state.
Yeah. Again, 313-577-1019 is the number here on the phones. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we'll work you into the conversation. Let's go to Connor in Detroit. Connor, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my question, and you may have touched on some of it while I was on hold, I'm not sure. But I'm curious about what does Wayne State, I would like you to talk a little deeper about what you intend to achieve through the Black Studies program. What's the ultimate focus, and what type of change do you anticipate from instituting this program?
Yeah. Great question, Connor. President Wilson, go ahead.
Yeah. So a couple of things. One, we want to transform the humanities curricula at Wayne State by significantly increasing not just the number of courses that look critically at race, racialization, racism, inequality, and struggles for justice, but also challenge faculty and students to transform existing courses to better reflect our current humanism and humanistic scholarship. So that's one. The second is we envision that the center, after it gets approval, university approval, to actually become a full-fledged center with the inaugural director and associate directors and so forth, is that we will have the manpower to establish things like seminar series and conferences, community engagement events, support programs, mentorship of black kids to better understand these areas. So there will be a community outreach portion that will, I think, significantly improve relations with the community, but also will be a resource for the community in terms of deeper engagement with the African diaspora studies.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, before we break, I want to ask you about this being your last year as president at Wayne State University. This is a great way to leave this kind of legacy behind, but I wonder if you can talk a little more about what you plan to do when you leave Wayne State.
Yeah, and then the first thing I'll say is that I'm getting a little anxious here because there's still so much I want to do, and I'm realizing I have less and less time to get these things done. But this is a question that a lot of people ask, and you know, certainly I'm going to take my year sabbatical and kind of retool a little bit in what I'm trained to do, which is ophthalmology and ophthalmic surgery, seeing patients, and doing research in ophthalmology. I'll do that away from here, but then I'll come back after my sabbatical and I'll be at the medical school as a faculty member and will see patients and do some ophthalmology, but also do a lot of mentorship throughout the university, particularly of minority kids who want to go into academics of any sort. There's a couple of programs that we've instituted, the Wayne Med Direct program, the BUILD program, and these kids need mentors and, you know, someone who can guide them to successful careers in academics, and I'd like to be able to be a resource for them.
Yeah. No, we will look forward, of course, to that work and that chapter of your life, and wish you well as you exit the president's office. M. Roy Wilson, always great to have you here with us on Detroit Today. Thanks so much for joining.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to stay on the topic of black scholarship, but focus more closely on black Detroiters who have shaped politics and the arts and knowledge creation. Lester Spence, a professor of political science and Africana studies at Johns Hopkins University, who is a Southeast Michigan native and absolute Detroiter, is going to join us to talk about his take on all that. We also want to continue to hear from you on the phone and on social. 313-577-1019 is the number. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today. We'll work you into the conversation. We'll be right back with more Detroit Today.